In this bulletin, Russia begins its military invasion of Ukraine. The world responds with condemnation and sadness. And in sport, Daniel Medvedev secures a dominant victory over Spain's Pablo Andujar at the Mexican Open. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Russia's leader Vladimir Putin has ordered a special military operation in Ukraine's east in a move that signals the start of an invasion that's been anticipated for weeks. In a video message, the Russian president claims he has authorized the operation in response to threats coming from Ukraine. Mr. Putin accuses the United States and its allies of ignoring Russia's demand to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO and offer Moscow security guarantees. He warns other countries that any attempt to interfere with the Russian action would lead to consequences they have never seen, and that Russia was ready for any outcome.
Whoever would try to stop us and further create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate and lead you to such consequences that you have never faced in your history. We are ready for any outcome.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has announced on social media that a full-scale invasion of Ukraine has begun, with peaceful cities under strike. He describes the action as a war of aggression and calls on the world to stand up to Putin. Smoke has been seen over Kharkiv city and sounds of explosions were reported. Putin's declaration of war came as an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council was underway. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the United States ambassador to the UN, called it a perilous moment, saying it displays an enormous disdain for the responsibility of the Council.
Unfortunately, while we've been meeting in the Security Council tonight, it appears that President Putin has ordered that last step. At the exact time as we are gathered in the council seeking peace, Putin delivered a message of war in total disdain for the responsibility of this council.
The Ukrainian ambassador to the United Nations is calling on the current president of the UN Security Council, who is Russian, to relinquish his post because of the Kremlin's actions against his country. Sergei Kilstra made an emotional and angry address to an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. When asked by a journalist about Russia's actions, the ambassador refused, calling it lunacy.
Are you serious? You want me to dissect the crazy lunatic semantics of a person whose president violates the charter, whose president declared the war, and he's playing with words, and you ask me to interpret it? It's lunacy. It's lunacy. Absolutely.
The White House has issued a statement in response to the invasion in which President Joe Biden flags further sanctions against Russia will be coming. President Biden says the United States will coordinate with its NATO allies to ensure a strong, united response that deters any aggression against the alliance. He says he'll be monitoring the situation from the White House and will continue to get regular updates from his national security team. He says Russia alone is responsible for the death and destruction the attack will bring, and the world will hold Russia accountable. Earlier, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Ukrainians in Australia whose visas will expire by the end of June will be allowed to stay an additional 6 months. Mr. Morrison signed off on Australian sanctions against Russia this morning, which will become law tomorrow and come into effect by the end of March. Mr. Morrison says he's offered the Ukrainian Prime Minister Australia's unwavering commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The Prime Minister was deeply grateful for two things. First of all, obviously our support for them and the rule of international law and the protections that should afford them. But equally, he was very appreciative of the support and encouragement that was being provided by the Australian people and the support for people of Ukrainian descent in Australia.
In sport, and Daniel Medvedev has secured a dominant 6-1, 6-2 second-round victory over Spain's Pablo Andujar at the Mexican Open. The 26-year-old Russian took just over an hour to beat Andujar the morning after defending champion Alexander Zverev was kicked out of the tournament for violently smashing his racket on the umpire's chair moments after losing a doubles match. Medvedev's latest victory means he's just 3 wins away from claiming the ATP Tour's number one ranking. Medvedev will replace Serbian Novak Djokovic atop the rankings if he wins the title at Acapulco. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather forecast. In Perth, it'll be a mostly sunny day with an expected top of 34 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 29. Melbourne, cloudy and 23. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, showers and 25. Wollongong, showers there as well and also 25. Sydney, similar conditions and 27. Newcastle, a shower or two and 28. Brisbane, rain with possible heavy falls and 23. Cairns, a shower or two and 33. And in Darwin, there'll be showers and a possible storm with an expected top of 31 degrees. That's SBS News.